It was in that imaginary Orwellian year of 1984. A jet, it crashed in Spain, flew, as far as we could tell, straight into a mountain. And of course, investigators studied the accident site, recovered the proverbial black box, and they made an eerie discovery. The black box from the wreckage of that Boeing aircraft had contained in it a voice recorder which revealed the several minutes before the fatal impact. And the first thing that the investigators heard was a shrill, sort of computer-synthesized voice from the plane's automatic warning system, and it told the crew in English, they were a Spanish crew, it told the crew in English, pull up, pull up, pull up, pull up. And then, astoundingly, the voice of the pilot was heard, snapping back, shut up, gringo. And he switched the system off. In a matter of minutes, the plane smashed into the side of a mountain and everybody was instantly killed. As I read about that a number of years ago in connection with a book I was writing on the vanishing conscience, it struck me that that is in some ways a parable of the way modern people treat the warning system that God's put in their souls. God has given us some very, very gracious gifts. And one of them is conscience. And we hear about it. There are little phrases of guilty conscience, etc., that we often perhaps use or hear used. But I think the conscience is one of the least understood gifts that God has granted to us, one of the least understood areas of biblical teaching, and I want to draw your attention to it. Maybe to give you a parallel is a good place to begin. You also have another system in your body. It's called pain. It's very helpful. It is very helpful. It's a warning system. It's exactly what it is, and it's designed to tell you that something is wrong with you physically. And if you just continue to override that pain, you will do permanent damage to yourself. One of the most interesting diseases that I've ever read about is leprosy. I mean, like you, grew up as a little kid hearing all about lepers, you know, in the Old Testament, the New Testament, and how Jesus healed the lepers. And I remember hearing that lepers were people who had no ears and no noses and no chins and